Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're going to talk about the renal race that's happening this weekend in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Erin, you are the lady in the know. Give us the details. When, where, all that kind of good stuff.
Very excited. This will be our eighth year of doing the renal race. Can't believe it. It happens downtown the day of the Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Day Parade. Registration starts at 8 a.m. at Gennetti's, and the race kicks off at 10. We go back to Gennetti's, and we have a really good big party with a DJ and an open bar and lots of food and tux and champ and prizes, and it's a really good, fun day all right before the parade.
8 years. Why?
8 years, yes. My son is being goofy. My husband was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2010, and we kind of waited it out for a year or so, and everything came back, and I just decided that, as you know, just somebody being in the fight, that it was too hard to just sit around and watch parents be upset and children be upset, and I just felt like we needed to do something to raise some kind of awareness. And against my husband's will, I started a quick, what I thought would be one-time, one-mile walk, and we raised $20,000 in the first year. So we were able to donate a lot of money to families around NEPA and also to Sloan Kettering, where they do most of the research for kidney cancer. And now we're moving on to year eight. And every year that we think, holy cow, like, are we going to do this again? More and more people ask, and more families are affected. And, you know, our son gets more involved and his friends get more involved. And we just know we've created a really good legacy.
Well, let's bring Jackson right up there, because I have one big question to ask you. Is it fun?
Yes.
What's the best part that you like about it?
To run it.
Do you run?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yep.
Wow. Now, you're here today because you want to get all the kids involved, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you tell them, Jackson. Tell them to come out and race and bring their families and puppies and everybody.
Come out and run the race. Registration at 8. The race is at 10. Just please come.
Perfect. Hey, how's your dad doing? Come on up here. How's dad?
He's doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you've been, so you're what now? How old are you?
9.
So this race started the year before you were born.
Yep.
Do you remember being involved in the very beginning?
Yes.
I do too. I remember you being involved. You were just a little guy. You're yep. awesome now.
Now he beats dad every year. Everybody's humbled as he passes them by.
And Erin, let's talk a little bit about your husband. How is he and how are things going?
He's doing really well. We actually have an appointment coming up in April, but he's gone 6 months between appointments now, which is the longest that he has gone, and he's been in the clear the last couple. His last surgery was 2017, and he's been doing really well since then, so we can't complain. He's feeling good, and he actually did more work this year than ever before, and I think that he really understands now, like, why it's so hard to do, but I think he's also really grateful that he sees why I was so stressed out for 8 years.
and what a support team you have, though.
I do, and everyone says, you're the person behind it, but I'm not. I'm so, so lucky to have friends and family that put up with me and my stress and me freaking out and calling them crying in the middle of the night when we need to get things done. So, and, you know, just the community itself has been amazing. They know what the cause is, but they support it every year. Our registration gets bigger and bigger, and we're just really excited that we get to keep going.
When we're talking about so many people involved, of course, the city of Wilkes-Barre giving you a lot of support.
They do. I'm really, really fortunate because they are like first on the bandwagon to call me and say, hey, you know, we need to get your logo. We have to get you on the poster for the parade. And, you know, the police are so good with us. We always have an ambulance there. So many people donate time. The police donate their time. Like, they're just, everyone's so great. And I mean, yesterday we had a police officer come into the salon just to give us a donation check. Like, we've just been really, really fortunate that everyone has embraced it. And people ask me, like, how did you get this going? And I wish that I had a magic you know, system for everyone that they can make their race this good. I just think that, you know, we've put our heart into it, and that's really, you know, a lot of what it is. And I hope that people see that. And I think that, you know, for the running company or the running community, they tell us that we put on a good race. So, and having never been a runner prior to this, for me, it was like, hey, how do we get people to come? And beer seemed like a good solution in the beginning.
And now it's gotten even better.
But for now, it's everything. It's just everything for the kids and just being involved with the parade. And it's really just become something that I don't know that we could ever not do. Just, you know, in our heart, it's always there. And for the community, it's always there. And, you know, Jackson's really become a huge part of it. And his friends and family have become a huge part of it. So we're just lucky, and we'll just keep it going until...
And what happens when the parade isn't going on, when the race isn't going on? You mentioned at your shop, mm-hmm. do you take donations, and where would that be throughout the year?
Yes, all year long we have on our website, which is therenalrace.org. You can get us through Instagram, through Twitter, through Facebook. And then I have a hair salon, Union and Main, on the corner of Union and Main in Wilkes-Barre. So people are constantly dropping off checks and baskets and... You know, we try to do some like small fundraisers throughout the year and, you know, just try to keep things going because, you know, we hear more and more stories all the time about people being affected by kidney cancer. And it's a really great feeling to be able to say, hey, I have this money that I can donate to you. And it's all because people believe and they keep on giving it to us and we keep on hanging on to it. And, you know, it's been a really amazing thing to see people keep coming out. They come to the shop. They come to our house. They mail things in. They do the PayPal. Like, it really makes a huge difference. And it could be anywhere from $1 to $1 million, but it all matters because it all adds up.
All right. Once again, give us those details for the right before the race.
Race is 8 a.m. registration at Gennetti's, 10 a.m. start. Big party afterwards inside of Gennetti's as well. You can get us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and at therenalrace.org. Yeah, so sign up at 10.
Bring Jackson back up here, and can we have a mom and a Jackson say, come on out?
Come on out!
Perfect!
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.